is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is...
Today's show is brought to you by Pekarsky Orthodontics. Dr. Pekarsky has been voted by New Jersey Monthly Magazine as the top orthodontist in 2011 and 2012. Dr. Pekarsky has two great locations, one in Wayne, New Jersey at 150 Hinchman Ave. Their telephone number is 973-942-0900. And also visit him at his new location at 5677 Berkshire Valley Road in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Their telephone number is 973-545-2391. And also visit him on their website at www.pekarskyortho.com today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction always. It's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Today we have a very special guest who happens to be the director of Strategic Alliances for Eye Care for Autism. I'd like to welcome to the program, Shari Manan.
Thank you, Paul. You got my name right. Thank you so much.
we try. We try hard. It's great to have you on today. And one of the things that we want to talk about is a little bit about what Eye Care for Autism is in kind of a nutshell. And then also, of course, we have this great conference that we want to talk about that's really important that's coming up. So just tell our listeners
a little
bit about
it. Right around the corner, actually.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about the Eye Care for Autism program and what's it all about.
Okay. Eye Care for Autism is an international 501c3 organization. It's the International Center for Autism Research and Education. And we are the affiliated agency to Shamakalena School, Hear Our Voices, that's based in Brooklyn. And my office is actually there in the school in Brooklyn.
That's great. Okay. One of the things I'd like to tell our listeners is about on June 30th, you have this great conference coming up. It's June 30th through July the 2nd. It's called the International Autism Conference. Tell us a little bit about what some of the things that are going on at this great conference.
You know, what we really strive to put together on this conference that was a little bit different than our other ones, we had two in Israel. We've also had one-day conferences at Maimonides and Einstein here in New York. And we wanted to do something that would encompass everyone in the global autism community. So we wanted researchers, top presenters, we wanted educators, we wanted therapists, and we want families, of course. It's really important that we understand what our families need, what support. So we went ahead and we took our program from one day to three full days. So that's really important. Here in this country, one of our biggest focus is the workforce. There are so many autistic teens that are graduating from high school and are going into the workforce, and they're coming in at a severe disadvantage. We're very worried about this. We're not the only ones. So we reached out to one of our good friends, Mr. Randy Lewis, formerly of Walgreens. He's a great gentleman, literally wrote the book on inclusion in the workplace. Reached out to him. He agreed to come on. So our primary tract on June 30th is going to be the workforce. We have Ari Niman, who's going to be speaking at a roundtable, along with Stephanie Romer, who created the program at Freddie Mac. That'll be very interesting. And then on July 1st, that's our biomedical day, we have some presentations. Our co-chair is Dr. Eric Hollander from Montefiore and Einstein. Dr. Paolo Fontoro is coming over from Roche. And then our third day is technology and the road to opportunity. We think this is a very important, social media, technology, kids interacting, adults interacting. How do you interact with your children that are on the spectrum, your young adult that's on the spectrum, and what is safe? So there's a lot of really interesting presentations, and we actually have exhibitors coming from all over the world on a third day.
Wow, that sounds like it's going to be quite a conference. Who are some of the guest speakers that you guys are expecting at the conference?
Well, you know, it's part of it is BCBA. So we have we're actually offering 11 credits throughout the 3 days. So we have Dr. Peter Gerhardt is going to be presenting. We have Martha Herbert presenting, and I know there's a lot of people that are big fans of what she's doing, so that's wonderful. We also have Brian Awada. I think he pretty much comes with a fan club for people that are into BCBA, so we're very excited. He's going to be doing 2 half-day workshops. We also have Dana Reinecke, and I'm really kind of just touching on some of them. Miguel Salazar, Marcia Shiner, Stephen Shore, you know, wonderful self-advocate. He's an amazing person. He conducts a lot of workshops here at Shemakuleinu about once a month. He comes in. He's traveled the entire world. He's an outstanding individual. He's got great stories, and he's really interesting to watch. So I hope that a lot of people will be there for that. And then a very special guest this year, on the third day in the roundtable, we have Huffington Post columnist, parent activist Ariane Zurcher, and she's co-presenting with her nonverbal daughter. This is going to be very, very interesting.
Wow, it's a pretty amazing lineup. I mean, you have everybody just about from every walk of life as far as the autism community is concerned. How do people get involved in this if they want to be like a sponsorship or they want to be an exhibitor? We also want to let people know about that too, even though I know it's getting close to the wires. There still are some opportunities for people to get in on that.
Well, there is. And so what we did is we reached out, and, you know, part of my job is really finding, you know, companies that are helping on the individuals on the spectrum. And, for instance, one of them that was really great is she's a special ed teacher coming to us from the Philly area, and her startup is called Autism Expressed. And, you know, she's dealing with students that are in high school and middle school, and social media is everything. So if you think about it as a parent, you know, but I know, Paul, you and I both have little ones, we have to worry about how they're connecting in the online community.
Yes.
And who they're connecting with. And certainly, you know, young adults, you know, and teenagers on the spectrum, also this safety is a big issue. That's what Autism Expressed is all about. So, you know, when we started combing through and reaching out, you know, Michelle was one of those that came to us immediately and actually made other referrals. So we have a lot of, you know, education tools, so families and educators and therapists will certainly be interested. Also, you know, because of the situations that can happen, a lot of tracking companies came to us. They want to talk to us about how they can keep individuals safe. So really, you know, everyone saw what was happening, and they said, this is a great conference. I want to be part of it. And so basically they sent us online inquiries onto our website, which is icareforautism.org, and we just started talking to individuals, companies, other like-minded organizations, and we put together the program and the exhibitors hall. So we have one full room of the entire conference floor that's just for exhibitors, and it's going to be open all 3 days.
Wow. So, I mean, this is something that anybody can come to. It's not just
yes.
for educators. It's great for parents to come. You can get a lot out of it. And how do they sign up? Where can they go to sign up for this event?
Well, hopefully everyone's heard about it in the tri-state area. And if not, then Paul, hopefully after this airs, then people will
Absolutely.
Know. They can go to our website, which is icare4autism.org. And it says conference information, and you click on it, you can see the timetable. So if a parent wants to come in or a therapist wants to come in just for a specific time, or they're looking for some BCBA credits, or they're wanting to hear Dr. Paulo Fontoura speak, you can see what time. You can come in for 1 day. You can come in for 2 days, hopefully all 3. And we actually did breakfast and lunch included in the ticket price.
Wow. No, that's great. I mean, it really is. You're getting so much. It's really a bargain, really, for this conference. You know, I've never seen a conference quite put together like this. It's almost like a super conference. Pretty incredible. 3 days.
I call it the rock stars. We wanted everyone to be there, and we wanted, some people come from a left part of the brain, some people come from a right part of the brain, but we all have the same focus, and that's autism awareness and helping individuals and families globally. And that's exactly what I Care for Autism is about, and that's what we really tried to keep in the front of our brain as we created this program. And we had a lot of people, individuals from all over the globe that presented their abstracts. You know, we started doing this about 6 months ago, And then we're having a call to posters. So if someone is at an agency, if there's a grad student, if there's a PhD candidate, we are still accepting the call to posters. And they'll have the opportunity to present in front of the group there. It's also a nice opportunity.
That's great. Also talk a little bit about one of your recent events where you hosted the First Lady of Panama. What was that about? How did that work?
It's wonderful. The First Lady of Panama, she is our honorary co-chair, and she has been for over a year. And she's a very dear friend to both I Care for Autism and Shimakaleno. She's a parent advocate. We have hosted her in Israel, and she's been kind enough to host us in Panama. And she really is all over the globe, and she's a great advocate. She has started some centers in her native Panama, and she really is listening and she's very concerned about what's happening, particularly in areas like Panama where there's just not as much awareness. For I Care for Autism, what's happening in these areas, whether it be someplace in Africa, it could be someplace in Central and South America, you know, here in this country, we can focus so much because we are aware. When we're dealing with in other nationalities where they're dealing with other crises where autism is not at the forefront, they can't even dip their toes into it yet. They really don't know what's going on. And so the First Lady of Panama is, you know, she really spends a lot of time. So what we did is we honored her for her global work. It was at the United Nations. We worked in conjunction with the permanent mission to Panama. And now every year we will give this Global Autism Award in her name. We're very, very proud that she accepted it.
Wow. No, that's amazing. That is quite an accomplishment. That's wonderful.
It's always good to have someone like that on your team, you know?
Yeah.
Someone who really believes in the cause, not just in one organization, but she works with a variety of autism organizations, which is also what I Care for Autism does. We're very big into collaboration.
Yes. And that's one of the things we wanted to mention is that, you know, we're very happy and proud to have I Care for Autism, as a partnership with Autism Radio. And we're really happy to announce that to everyone.
Yes.
You know, it's a great, like I said, what you guys do, you do so much for the autism community and, you know, you collaborate with everyone, which doesn't exclude anyone. So this way, you know, it's like, you know, because there's so many different organizations out there. Some are on one side and, you know, some are on the other side. We're all in the middle. You know, we're trying to be a part of everyone and make everyone feel welcome and a part of us. And I think that's really the key and the most important thing is that we don't want to have anyone ever feel like they're separated. And bringing
everybody
together.
Yeah, I think it's very important. Yeah, Paul, I think for the listeners, I think that is important to understand that, you know, until everything is understood, which I don't know that we ever will, between, you know, research and environmentally what's happening, we don't know. Until we get there, we need to work together. We need to share information. We need to collaborate. And we don't want to alienate anyone. And that's exactly what our organization stands for. And we are very happy when we started this collaboration and new partnership with you. And I can't wait to hear more and potentially work on bigger projects together. I think it'll be fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. With your resources and our resources together, we can do some really wonderful, amazing things and really exciting what the future holds for sure. Also, you know, just to kind of get off the beaten path a little bit, but where do you also see the future of I Care for Autism in the next, like, you know, couple of years? What are some of your goals and some of your milestones that you guys are kind of looking to hit from here?
We're always looking ahead, and, you know, every day we get inquiries, you know, from all over the globe, from families that are looking for answers. You know, it could be any part where they don't have autism professionals necessarily that are trained for what they're looking for. Just last week, we hosted a lovely lady from Nepal. So we're looking to work with Nepal again in the future. We sponsored her to come into our conference in Israel last year. She was here visiting other autism organizations, and she really asked for our help again. We are looking to expand and potentially do another conference that would be a little bit easier for people to access, whether it be in, you know, South Africa, potentially someplace in the Nigerian region, or if we go into one of the Asian countries, which we're also in talks with. We have dealt with the Korean Trade Alliance in the past. We have an excellent relationship with them. And because of the autism numbers in South Korea, this could potentially be something that we're looking at. And we also have a strong partnership in Singapore. So we really are, our conference is what people know us for. So certainly whether it's a one-day conference or whether it's something larger like we're hosting in New York, if there is a family, an individual, an organization that needs our help, that is really what we're trying to do and expand our programs here, of course.
Yeah, no, you guys are just really doing, like I said, you're hitting so many aspects of the autism community and helping so many people with your outreach, too, is pretty remarkable in what you're trying to do in a nutshell, basically. And, you know, internationally, it's pretty remarkable what you've done already and how far you've come in such a short period of time.
Well, we try. And, you know, some of our other programs that we're working on here is we're working with Mr. Ari Noll. He's going to be heading up a pro bono legal department here. We're looking for some potential partners. We've been talking to some of the larger firms here in the tri-state area. And, you know, we have some interest in several specific individuals coming on board. You know, there's so much cost associated with having a child or having a member of your family being on the spectrum. And sometimes, whether it be through a school system that's insensitive to what's happening, or sometimes the individual's rights are just violated. So to think about all the expenses and then to think about retaining a lawyer, it's just not possible for so many families. So we have started a program with that. We have started just a few individual cases that we can look at, and we take things on just case by case, and we make the referral. We're definitely building this program. It's just a pilot program right now. But if we can help one child, then it makes it all better, and one family.
Yeah, absolutely. And helping one family at a time is the best we can do, you know, and that's it. I mean, you know, as long as we're helping and making a difference, we're changing lives at a day at a time. And,
absolutely.
I think that's the key. You know, also, how can people help and how can people get involved and support iCare for Autism?
There's a variety of ways that you can help. I'll certainly say this. We are looking for volunteers for the conference. So if you're in the tri-state area and you would like to come in to volunteer and to help us, we have a lot of people that we need to get into the building and checked in and make sure that everyone is set up from our vendors and just help people around. We do have a lot of agencies that are bringing in groups of individuals with disabilities, and we just need the extra helping hands. So you can contact us and say that you want to volunteer on our website. There's a drop-down box that says Volunteer Now. You can also make a donation on our iCare for Autism website. And you can blog. There's a lot of people, I think, that are listening, hopefully, to this and saying, okay, I didn't know perhaps about this organization. I really like what they're doing. Sending out the message through social networking for mommy bloggers, daddy bloggers, anyone who works at an agency, grassroots networking, we really need that help.
Okay, well, that's great. And we'll be sure to put all that information on autismradio.org as well. So, you know, we can reach out to more people to let them know about what you guys are doing, because maybe not everybody's familiar with you guys, you know, so that's what
we're not the largest organization, but we certainly do our part to help anyone and everyone that we can. And so, you know, to spread the word and work with other outstanding organizations, that's what we're about.
No, that's great. That's great, Sherry. Really, appreciate what you're doing and your efforts. And, you know, I guess, you know, with this conference coming up, it's probably very crazy. And how many people are you expecting coming out to this event?
Gosh, we can hold up to 800 individuals a day. So
wow.
The more,
wow,
the merrier. So everybody come out, get a group together. For parents, we have excellent, excellent rates for parents coming in and for individuals that are on the spectrum. I mean, you can bring a group together, and breakfast and lunch is included. It can be a day trip for the agency. We have a wonderful performance. He's so lovely. He's 13. He's out of New Hampshire, and it's just, you know, if you have a dry eye when he sings, then I don't know. I'm not going to. I'm going to have my tissues. He's a wonderful, wonderful child, and we're so blessed to have him, and he's just inspiring. And that's what the morning is about. That's why Randy Lewis is there for the plenary session. It's just to share information. It's to connect. It's to let everybody know that they're not alone in this, and that together we are going to work towards, you know, whatever we can to make everyone's lives a little bit easier on the day-to-day.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's so important, Sheree. And that's probably the most important thing, is to give people hope at the end of the day. And, you know, that's all we can do. and shed a little bit of light on something that we're still so far from figuring out what to do, but we do got to work with what we have and at least bring in the right tools to individuals on the spectrum, which can help them and help their parents as well. So key and important.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the last things before we go today, where can also people, if they're, say they can't come to this conference particular, what's the next conference coming up, or do you have another conference scheduled coming up as well?
We do not have one right now. Keep in mind, our conferences are a pretty big undertaking, so it takes us, you know, depending on if it's international or if it's domestic, anywhere from 16 months to a year to plan something. So we are focused on some of our other smaller projects, but by small, I mean like going into the school system in Singapore, which is not small. So
right.
We have a, you know, we are, like I said, we potentially will be doing, you know, a one day in a different region like South Africa. We will keep our partners aware of this as soon as it is official. Nothing is official till it's official.
Right.
But if you check into our blog, which I think you're a fan of, every day there's new information on the website. Every day we're, you know, changing and making everyone aware of what we're doing. And we listen. So if there is an area, if there's a community, if there's an organization, a school that needs our help and they make us aware, if they write us a letter, if they pick up the phone and talk to us, then that becomes one of our initiatives after we go and talk to our advisory council. So really, we have our global initiatives, we have our strategic plan, but it is organic. And it really depends on the situation globally, what's happening, what the CDC is releasing, and what news is happening. You know, when the situation, the tragic situation with Avante Aquino happened, I mean, that really forced something into the spotlight that our community was aware of, but maybe the outside community wasn't. So that became an initiative of ours. So it really depends, and our eyes are open and our ears are open, and I Care for Autism is listening to the families and the individuals globally.
Yeah, well, that's important. Let's hope that, you know, we continue to get it out there to let others know what's going on in the autism community as well. That's the most important thing, I think, because so many people are not aware of what really parents go through that have an autistic child on a daily basis, what they're going through.
Right.
So this, you know, hopefully we can shed some light on that and let people and educate people. You know, that's really the ultimate thing is start to educate people on what autism
yes.
is all about.
Yes, and not just at the conference, as you know, it's every day. And we do this through sharing of information and, you know, times like this when we can have an open discussion. And then also blogging and just sharing information that we might find from one site to another, just like what we're doing. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we really look forward to this conference. And for everyone out there, again, we'll also have all the information on autismradio.org. This is going to be a wonderful conference. It's their I Care for Autism International Autism Conference, and it's going to be at Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City from June the 30th to July the 2nd. And there's just so much stuff going on at this conference. There's going to be something for everyone at this event. So really, if you got an opportunity, even if you can't go all 3 days, you know, definitely pick a day that you can go to, because you're definitely going to get your money's worth and more at this conference. So I just really want to thank so much for Shari Manan for coming on the air with us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. We really like what you guys are doing at Autism Radio. And I just want to put this in real fast. We're right across, the Hotel Pennsylvania is right across from Madison Square Garden. So if you're coming from New Jersey, it's very easy to get into Penn Station. It's right there in Midtown, so there's no reason that you can't come in very easily. You don't have to drive.
Yeah.
You don't have to be scared of that. So we try to make it as easy as possible. And, of course, you know, you can call into our organization if you have additional questions, if you have a group coming in. All we want to do is get everyone at the conference who wants to be a part of it.
That's great. Well, this is a wonderful event not to be missed. And like I said, we'll have all the information on autismradio.org. And I'm sure a lot of listeners, once they hear about this, they're going to want to be a part of it and attend this great event. So thank you, Shari, for all the work that you're doing with I Care for Autism. You guys are doing some great work in the
autism
community.
Thank you very much. And Autism Radio, also thank you. This is wonderful to have this new affiliation with you, Paul. We really appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to larger and other events in the future.
Absolutely, yes. We're very excited about that. We'd like to thank everyone for the continued support here on the program at Hope Saves the Day and also AutismRadio.org. Without you, it wouldn't be possible. We'd like to wish everyone a great week. And remember, until next time, everyone, Hope Saves the Day. Have a good night, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.